For our next look at the number 101 on this 101st day of the year, we'll look skyward. A few light years past Saturn, there's a galaxy that fits in with our theme very well.
This is a galaxy that is the 101st object in Charles Messier's catalog of nebular objects. Thus, it's known as M101 for Messier 101.
That's Mordecai Mark MacLowe. He's curator of astrophysics at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. And the guy he's talking about, Charles Messier, was a French astronomer in the 1700s. But when the object M101 was discovered, no one knew it was a galaxy.
Now, you have to understand that at the time, they weren't looking at galaxies. They were looking for fuzzy things in the sky that were not comets, so that they could know that they were not discovering a comet when they saw one of these. It wasn't understood to be a galaxy similar to the Milky Way until well into the 20th century.
And M101 goes by another name that you've probably heard if you're a fan of children's science fiction.
M101 is sometimes known as the pinwheel galaxy because it's a particularly bright, prominent spiral galaxy, as spiral galaxies go.
That's the pinwheel galaxy, home of the planet Uriel, from Madeleine L'Engle's book A Wrinkle in Time. The number 101 plays a role in other fiction, too. There are, of course, 101 Dalmatians.
101!
It's Neo's apartment number in The Matrix and Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator model.
Cyberdyne Systems Model 101.
And Room 101 is a particularly unpleasant place in George Orwell's 1984.